right, guys, welcome back to MGM Marketabilities Podcast. It's just me again. It's okay. We're going to get some guests back at some point. But you know what? The crew and like Angie and everybody, they've been everywhere. Same with me. I mean, I've been everywhere. I was basically gone for 3 weeks in July. It was good and bad, right? And so today we're going to talk about why you should actually hire a marketing company. Because here's the thing is what I've realized is that without us, you know, thinking about vacations, right? Without us, some of the companies that we do marketing for, their business wouldn't keep going while they go on vacation because they would be doing all the marketing themselves. They would try to be doing everything that they can themselves and it would fall apart for the most part, right? Because once you leave, you're leave, right? And so we're just gonna talk about the cost of not hiring somebody, you know, like Growing Media, for example. So I've got seven points that I'm going to make. And then hopefully you'll either be convinced that you should hire out or do something different. Maybe that's all it is. Maybe you just need to change one thing. Maybe just one of the seven, it'll hit home. Anyways, so number one, we're going to talk about the hidden costs of DIY marketing. Okay. Now here's the thing is if you are doing it yourself for your marketing, you are taking away from what you could be doing. If you don't really know what you're doing when it comes to marketing, things will come out inconsistently. Things will be kind of sporadic. They won't be the same every time. You'll be like, you won't really have the time to look at what's working, what's not working. Okay. So whenever you're trying to do it yourself, which is great, I encourage everyone to try it at least. Like it's worth a try, you know, just like anything, like it's worth trying. But eventually it comes to a point to either where you need to hire someone to do it or just not do it at all. And if you're a business, you don't have the option. You have to market. You have to market. There's a really good saying that says, if you don't market better than what you do, like how you actually do what you do, then you won't be able to do what you do for very long. Meaning you need to let people know that you are very good at what you do. There's so many people that are very good at what they do, but people have no idea and they never will because you suck at marketing or you won't suck it up and hire someone to help you. Anyways, number two is there's a lot of expertise when it comes to hiring a marketing company that you can't just like hire someone on your team. Okay. Whenever you hire a marketing agency or a company or whatever, you get access to all those people. So for example, we have like 7 to 8 consistent people on our team at a time and we're all different. Like we all view marketing different. We all view what we see through a lens differently. And you don't get that with one person. You get one person, you get one viewpoint. And so hiring a marketing company, you actually get a lot of different eyes on a lot of different things. You get multiple ideas. You get the viewpoint of different people on how they view your business, your brand, what you do, and if they would buy it from you. So literally just that alone of getting more eyes, looking at your marketing, your business, what needs to change, what doesn't need to change is a game changer. Literally. number three is focus on what you do best. So most business owners are not marketers. Literally 99% of them, I'm pretty sure. Because most of them are very good at the big vision, or even the practicality of their work. Some business owners just want to do the work. They don't want to care. They don't want to worry about getting business. They want to just do the work. They want business to come in and they just want to work. And so that's like why you would hire a marketing company is, man, you know, let us take care of everything. You know, once every 2 or 3 months we'll come in, we'll make some videos and then everything else is just happening without you knowing and you're getting customers and clients and we're helping you grow your business. And the reason that your business is growing is because you're staying in your lane. And then we're staying in our lane and we're both traveling like this rather than you stopping and going into the other lane to do some marketing and then stopping there and then going back in doing the business and then stopping and then going back into it. It's just a faster way to do it, right? It's less stops, less P stops whenever you're driving. The number four is scalability and flexibility. So kind of going with what I just said is you can actually scale so much quicker if you are literally doing what you should be doing, the rest of your team is doing what they should be doing, and the marketing agency that you hire are doing what they're supposed to be doing, right? Because then it's just less to worry about. You have professionals at every angle, every step of the way. And since you do have professionals going every step of the way, then things are just moving upwards. Like there's like almost hardly a decline because you have everybody on top of everything. And then not to mention flexibility is like, if you hire an agency like ours, we have so many people that can do whatever you need. You know, do you need to change something on the website? Do you need to fix the SEO? Do you need to fix your Facebook marketing? Do you need a bunch of videos or a bunch of photos, or do you need, to do a podcast like this? We can, you know, there's so much, we're very flexible, and most of the agencies around the world are very flexible, and they can be. And so that just opens up a whole new world for you for people to find you, which is great. Number five is an ROI driven approach. So we literally every single month we ask, hey, how did we do for you? To our customers, because that's the only thing that matters. Is if sales went up, if there were more engagements, if there was better reach, if there were more eyes on the product, if there was excitement happening around, something you're about to launch or something, then we've done our job, and we want to stand by it. Like if something did not go well, we want to research it and understand why. We live and die by numbers. We're not going to hide reports from you, because we want to, if we see a report and it's not good, we want to know why. And then so we can fix it. We can see what performed terribly. We'll never do that again. Right. And what performed well, and then we'll double down on that. All right. Number six is getting access to premium tools. So, we have software, we have, things that can go into the back ends of all the systems to where we can actually see what's real and what's not. And we pay for all that to where, and you don't have to worry about any of that. You don't have to worry about any of the software, any of the background legal stuff. It's like, it's all baked into what we do. We understand where all that stuff is. And it's, marketing in itself is Angie says it all the time. It's a full-time job in and of itself. And even if you have a full-time person on your team, they're probably not able to hit all these things because they're just one person. They're just a person. Like we're all people, like we're not perfect, right? We're good at so many things, right? You can't be good at everything. There's a lot that goes into this, and it gets so overwhelming. And if you're so tired of the overwhelm, give us a call, because we would absolutely love to fix that for you. And then last but not least, is fresh perspective. Whenever you're trying to market yourself and you're doing it by yourself, it's so easy to get stuck in like an echo chamber of like, this isn't working, or this isn't good, or why didn't this work, and not really understanding. It's sometimes you just need a different set of eyes to look at what you're doing and being like, just change this few things and then it'll fix the problem. And sometimes that's all it takes. Speaking for me, from personal experience, I am, I'm a mixing engineer, and I am always trying to get to the next level of mixing. Like I'm trying to get better. And I asked a mixing engineer who is better than me, who has been going at it for a lot much longer time than I have, and his mixes sound really great, and I would like to mix like him. And I asked him, I was like, hey man, what do you think my biggest issue is? And he was straight up said, you just don't let things breathe enough. You're compressing too much. There's too many things that are being squashed in your mix. And so he's like, you just need to open it up and turn things down a little bit. And that was a game changer for me. And it was so simple. Like for me, like that's a very simple thing to do. I'll do a little bit less of that and turn things down, and boom, mixes immediately got better. And so that's all you need to hear is a few different things and you're off to the races. And then I'm just going to do the anti-marketing agency thing real quick. So, why shouldn't you hire a marketing agency? It's a great question. I think there are a lot of people out there who actually don't need one. I think that I do. I think everybody needs marketing, but I don't know if they need a marketing agency. If you are just like, you know, just starting out, you don't really need a marketing agency. What you need is consistency. And if you are massive and huge, you don't really need a marketing agency. You just need to hire a good team to make things happen for you. Pay people well, and they'll treat you well. You know what I mean? but everywhere in between, you guys need a marketing agency because everyone's trying to grow. They're trying to get bigger, and you cannot do that by trying to stick someone in your department for 50 grand a year and asking them to take care of all these things and grow the company through marketing. It's not realistic. Don't get me wrong. It would help. It would probably be great. And it's not bad. What's also not bad is if you do have someone on staff who's in charge of marketing, just have them in the lane of being in control of what's coming up next, but hire a marketing agency to assist you in all the things that you guys are lacking. We love partnering with people. We love working with marketing representatives from bigger companies. It actually helps us because we know the vision. We understand the goal, the process. We have someone to communicate with who understands our language. And that just makes it so much better for your company, for our company, for the person that you hired. And it takes a load off of them so that they can even push your brand forward and come up with new ideas. So just hire a freaking marketing agency. It's just going to help. I promise. Okay. If you guys have not yet, please subscribe. We love you. Goodbye.